So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, Married at First Sight expert Mel Schilling has shared a health update amid her cancer battle. It turns out that Married at First Sight producers really do mismatch participants, and we know why. And the MAFS cast are reportedly furious that they won't be making it as influencers after failing to attract enough followers. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Married at First Sight expert Mel Schilling has shared a health update amid her battle with cancer. Back in December, Mel took to Instagram to reveal that she'd been diagnosed with colon cancer after experiencing severe stomach cramps whilst filming this season of MAFS. Speaking to Heart Breakfast this week during a week off her chemo cycles, Mel revealed that she's doing well and has a lot of energy today. She said, "I've learned there are different types of chemo. The type of chemo that I have doesn't make me sick. It's not going to make me lose my hair." However, Mel did say that she does have other side effects to the cancer treatment, such as tingly fingers, sensitivity to the cold, and feeling a little bit tired at times, which has forced her to wear gloves a lot and rest, but said overall she's doing well, and we are so happy to hear that. It's been alleged that Married at First Sight producers purposely mismatch some participants so that they can control the storyline and also how long they last on the show. Of course, it's no surprise that producers are highly skilled at manipulating storylines in the infamous marriage experiment. However, I am a tad shocked that they actively push the participants and their relationships to breaking point. According to one MAFS insider, the show is orchestrated to have breakups occur evenly throughout the season. One insider told Yahoo, "We all know when the couples will call it quits. Part of the success of this format is that you get couples writing leave at different times. The worst case scenario is a mass walkout, which is why this kind of manipulation from behind the scenes is warranted." And is it though? The insider explained that producers are responsible for keeping things interesting, and that means consistent conflict to keep viewers engaged. They said, "The order of when people will leave the experiment is always locked and predetermined. There have been very few couples that have proved us wrong over the years, and there can be the odd subject to the rule, but we are almost always actively controlling the lifespan of each couple to keep viewers engaged." Very, very interesting. Now, according to this source, 2021 participants, Bryce Ruthven and Melissa Rawson, were expected to break up during their season. However, as we know, they are now happily married for real and share twin sons. Of this, the insider said, "Everyone working on that show knew Bryce would stick around and that Melissa would stick around. But it was expected Melissa would leave him at the final vows to give the viewers the perfect story arc. That's truthfully how producers saw that love story ending. However, in most seasons, we get it right and we just tick them off the list as expected." Now, a little bit of tea about this season. Lucinda Light and Timothy Smith were actually planned to fall apart after Collins Christian and Natalie Parham left. They said, but producers changed their mind when they realised Lucinda was TV gold and continue to coordinate their relationship behind the scenes to keep them in the experiment as long as possible. Everyone on set fell in love with Lucinda, and that is why Channel 9 changed their minds on them leaving the experiment second. And thank God they did. The Married at First Sight cast are reportedly furious that they won't be making it as influencers, and we have heard this one many times before. For the second year in a row, the cast of The Marriage Experiment has struggled to bring in enough viewers to turn social media into their full-time job. And let's be honest, is there even a point going on Married at First Sight if Insta fame is out of the picture? I don't think so. According to Yahoo, the current brides and grooms are struggling to make enough money after giving up their day jobs during filming. And just as Collins feared, it looks like many of them will be going back to work. Now, one source even told the outlet that they were furious about this outcome since they were banking on becoming famous on social media. So which Married at First Sight stars have the most followers? Well, at the time of recording, Australia's Queen, Lucinda, is the most followed cast member with 145,000 followers on Instagram. Next up is Lauren Dunn with 70,000 followers, followed by Eden Harper with 68,000. Now, whilst these numbers may seem impressive, they really do pale in comparison to stars from previous years, such as Martha Kalafatidis, who currently has around 700,000 followers, and Domenica Colaco with about 513,000. Among the least popular cast members this season are Jonathan McCullough, who only has 7,000 followers, Intruder Ash Galati, he's got 4,000, and Ben Walters with close to 4,000. Meanwhile, Intruder Madeline Jevig has only managed to gain 1,200 followers on Instagram. Now, this comes after one contestant told the Daily Telegraph that they were broke after starring on the show and couldn't even make their rent payments with the amount of money they were receiving from the network during filming. Now, contestants are paid $150 a day to star on the show, and they're also given $125 for food. But I think after all of the drama and entertainment they've provided us, I think they deserve a hell of a lot more. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.